Insights with Terry Coutts, a weekly look through the eyes of predictive astrologer Terry Coutts. Here's Terry.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to Insights with Terry Coutts, and I am Terry Coutts. Thank you for joining me for the exploration of the week of March the 24th through the 30th. Now, I know all of you, I am sure all of you have already heard of the solar eclipse that's coming. That's due April the 8th, if I'm not mistaken. And the moon is going to be in Aries. Now, I know there's a lot of astronomical events. There's on YouTube, there's like a ton of prophecies. Prophecies and things of that nature always go with an event of this magnitude. I personally do remember, I can't remember honestly if it was a total eclipse or a mainly partial eclipse, but when I was young and we were going to school, I remember it getting dark and it was kind of a weird feeling. Felt kind of, I don't know, cozy, a little bit cozy. All the birds stopped singing. The animals got real quiet. It was just, it was an interesting shift in, you know, night falls so slowly and quietly. This just happened so fast. So it was quite an event, I found, even as a young child. So I'm sort of kind of looking forward to this to see if I have the same view on it, if it feels the same, or if there's some subtle difference. Now, astronomically, it's just an event in science. That's all. It's just the sun going in behind the moon, so to speak, or the moon going in front of the sun, whatever is scientifically correct. I've listened to it ad nauseum. But I am looking forward to it, mostly because I want to feel it with a different sense, not the wonder of a child, or maybe so this time, but also what does it really feel like in energy and vibration? And I really do want to watch the animals to see how they respond to it. So the whole thing for me is going to be a science experiment. Now, with the moon on that day being in Aries, and we're going to talk more about it as we get closer, that's a fire sign. So there may be a little bit of irritation with some people, not necessarily at that moment, but leading up to it. Fire signs are just what they sound like: fire, impulse, warm, heat, temper can be if we're not careful. And we have that Aries energy as it stands anyway now in our sun sign, and we also have it in Mercury. And I have talked about this in previous podcasts about the fire energy, the impulse, the need to be aware of possible bouts of anger kind or irritation or frustration just welling up inside of us, just seemingly to come from nowhere. They come from somewhere, but it feels like they come from nowhere. And then Venus, the planet of love, beauty, and attraction, is in Pisces, which is a water sign. And Mars, which is a fire sign, passion, that is in a water sign as well. So we have some conflicting energy. That doesn't make it bad. Makes it interesting. But doesn't make it bad. It just makes it something that maybe we need to pay attention to and say, am I feeling floaty, watery, flowy? Can I just not grab a sense of anything? Or am I feeling like I'm going to be impulsive and rush? Now, personally, I'd like to give you some advice and say, just be careful of impulsive behavior in the next little bit, especially with this Aries and Mercury going together and that fluidity of Pisces at the other end. The reason I'm saying that, because we have a new moon coming up on the 25th of this month, and that new, I'm sorry, not a new moon, I meant a full moon. My mouth got carried away. And that full moon is in Libra. And Libra's that planet of not indifference, but compatibility, weighing all the options, trying to make everybody happy. So we have this pull of in the emotional state, trying to make everybody happy. And in the beginning of the chart, fired, get it done, do it now, what the heck, who cares? And the last part of the chart in Pisces, which is just go with the flow, don't, you know, whatever kind of thing. So there's a lot of energy that is a little bit, I'm going to say, chaotic. So keep an eye on impulsiveness. Now, when I say that, the concern is sometimes we do things without thinking, or we feel it, and rather than think or be logical about it, we can act on it. And with this impulsive energy here right now, it is possible. So try to look at your finances. Are you just feeling like you just want to spend something? Well, if you do, buy something that you can afford, or make it small, or think about it before you do it. You don't want buyer's regret here. Or what you're doing, think about it before you do it. Just spend some time doing some casual thinking, and then give it a good go before you actually jump in. Because it's not a grounded energy. When Pisces is at the last part of that chart, it's not a grounded energy. So that means you could go with the flow, which would be impulsive. So just be careful. The beginning of the week, the vulnerability on our bodies will be our kidneys, our pancreas, the urinary tract, our bladder. So if you're vulnerable in that area, take good care of those body parts. It's really important, because they're going to be under strain. Whatever you do to take care of it, be it drink lots of water, whatever, avoiding fatty foods for the pancreas, urinary tract always is very grateful for water flowing through it and cleaning it up, so is the bladder. About the middle of the week, we may find some energy pressure for males in the prostate. So if you have that as a vulnerability, what do you need to do and look at it? If you have troubles in that area, you may find more troubles in that area. So just do what you can. And then the last part of the week, the pressure will be on our liver, hips, the thighs, the sacrum. Because I'm sensitive, I'm already starting to feel the hip kind of thing going on, and tight muscles in the thigh, and just that lower part of the back. And normally that doesn't bother me. So I know that this is astrological. So if you're vulnerable in your liver, don't put stress on it. Do whatever makes little livers happy. And the hips, the thighs, if you're not used to walking, be careful where you walk, how you walk. And that lower back, this wouldn't be a time to load 65 bags of dog food all by yourself. Get some help. So we've got some pressures on us. Now, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a learning, growing way. Now, the full moon, which I love the full moon. Full moon is always just bubbling with energy, which I love. And that promise of new, that expansive energy, you pair that with that Aries, we could get too expansive, but use it, channel it into something that is advantageous for you, something that you know maybe you wanted to do or wanted to get started. This, I'm going to try, for instance, to try to channel this. I'm not really fussy on getting the mechanical part of things done, like hooking up the a trickle charger and checking the oil and the hydraulics in the tractor. That's not my favorite thing to do, and I'd much rather go out and train a dog. But I'm going to use that energy of the full moon to just throw myself into some of the jobs that I am reluctant to do. I just love going and picking up sticks from the trees that have dropped all the sticks and cleaning up the yard. But boy, when it comes to checking the air in the tires and all that stuff, it's just, I'd rather be doing, oh God, housework. I don't like that either, but I do like the outcome, which is a clean house, which I just love, and I like my tractors and mechanical little beings around here working well. So it's worth the effort. So just take that energy and just use it and channel it towards whatever project you're not crazy about. this will push you forward. Now, the number that they gave us for this week is number 9. When you pair number 9 with where the planets are right now, it can offer us kind of an idealistic approach towards things, maybe idealistic towards ourselves and maybe our surroundings. Maybe that's not such a bad thing. I want to touch on this just a little bit. It sounds like it's off the subject, but it isn't really when you consider where the planets are, some of the impulsiveness, not thinking things through and just doing them with that liquidity of Pisces and the Aries. I have to do more investigating, but I want to throw it at you just to ponder. I was on the Greenway, and I've heard this last year, that they were trying to reintroduce the Mississauga Rattler because it died out. Aw, gee, that's too bad. Anyway, I don't mind turtles and I don't mind frogs, but I do not care for rattlesnakes creeping around in the bushes where all my little dogs and maybe little children and we're playing. So I guess they must have seen it in a different light than I did. And they must be repopulating because I saw a sign on the Greenway, as my sister did too, to be careful of, this just makes me so angry, I'm sorry, rattlesnakes. And that if you do see one, give it wide berth. Just makes me, I'd like to know how you feel. If you want to comment or email me, I'd appreciate it. Please enlighten me, if you would. I mean, I can understand repopulating the hawks that are killing my ducklings. Okay. And the eagles that are absolutely beautiful. They haven't killed anything yet here in my farm. They've, like, looked at the trees and sat in my trees and surveyed the chickens and the ducks, but they haven't taken any of my pet ducks yet. The eagles haven't. The owls have, and they're a lot more in number. The coyotes have. There was a fisher that I saw that was brought in from Northern Ontario that did play havoc. And I'm just wondering, and then we got coy wolves, and it used to be so safe down this way. Some people say we have cougars. They're figuring we have about 6 of them. And some people have said that we have some bear. I don't know about that. I do know about the cougars. But I'm just wondering. I mean, all of that's one thing. But do we really need rattlesnakes in this area? Do we need to repopulate them? How do you feel about that? Is it just me? Maybe it's just me being sensitive about having kids bitten by rattlesnakes. Or my little dogs bitten by a rattlesnake. Maybe it's just me being sensitive. But if you could just enlighten me. So, going back to the number 9 and the idealistic approach, I'm just wondering if the people that decided to do that, who they discussed it with, in their idealism that we needed rattlesnakes, just as an example, what if their grandchild was bitten by a rattlesnake, or their child, or maybe they care enough about their dogs or their cats. Would that bother them at all, or would they just say it's nature? It's just nature, you know, so what's a kid here and there, and so what if they suffer? I don't know. Are we so idealistic in some of our approaches that we've lost, I don't know, common sense maybe? So this idealistic approach with the number 9 is a wonderful example of having that sense towards our surroundings and maybe not extrapolating in a way that would be more common sense or thought filled. Number 9, off the subject now. I'm off my soapbox. Number 9 with the planets can offer us a possible journey that can help us experience. And there's nothing like experience. It's one thing to read about. It's one thing to hear about it. But it's one thing to experience it. I can see all the things on TV, how beautiful everything is. But to go out to the bush or by a river or by my pond with the water and the sun glistening off of it or even the moonlight glistening off of it and feeling that breeze, to experience it, is so different. And that's what this number 9 is trying to get us to do this week, is experience, really be into the event. It will offer us a high level of mental energy. I could use that right now. So I'm going to take that and run and be very, very grateful, because this week may for some be not fraught with difficulties, but peppered, let's use that word, with difficulties and challenges. And that high level of mental energy will help us journey through it or navigate it a little bit differently or better. We may become a little bit more devoted to our goals if we've done the work that I talked about earlier, about understanding what our goals need to be and how to implement them. We'll be more sensitive and maybe a little courageous. I'm looking at that and saying, great, that will help me hook up these things that I have to do on the machinery. Because the truth of the matter is, I think the reason I don't like it is because I am afraid of it to a degree. I'm not sure what I'm doing, and playing around with electricity and battery acid and lovely things like that, it's just a little bit nerve-wracking. It will offer us an opportunity to welcome taking on responsibility. And I think we need that in many, many circumstances. And it will help us realize the depth of maybe our own wisdom, or maybe the wisdom of a certain situation, or the wisdom of a challenge, or the wisdom of a situation that has come up to help our spiritual development. So this is a really great energy field to be pushed at us and offered to us, and maybe fulfilling that kind of cycle to give us the energy to fulfill that cycle, so that we stand in readiness to advance to that next stage. The weakness of number 5 with where the planets are right now is a tendency to have delusions. Okay, I'm going to put that back on the repopulation of the Mississauga Rattler. I think we're delusional to do something like that. To maybe be extremely emotional, moody, and exaggerated reactions. There I am. I have an exaggerated reaction to having rattlesnakes slithering around here. It's just that I've been to Florida when the pygmy rattlers were all being born, and I had to be so careful with the dogs. I mean, it's bad enough with the crocodiles and black water moccasins and that, but those little pygmy rattlers and my little dogs and being so careful walking around, I was so grateful to have my home here in Essex County that I felt at the time, and it was at the time, so safe. It was so safe to walk out in the bush and just let the dogs be with me and not worry. And now. So maybe exaggerated reactions, maybe extreme emotional tendencies here in Moody. So maybe it's just me, just ignore me. Beware with the weakness of number 9, a tendency to emotional stress. And that can be debilitating on our bodies, especially if you're having any emotional stress in your work day or your career, which who doesn't right now? They're putting so much pressure on the individual people, and mental excesses, which means we just can't shut our mind off. So this is quite a week for us. The full moon, this type of an energy, all the things that are going to be offered to us, it'll be interesting. Even if we just become, observational, a neutral observation, where we just look at things, just kind of keep an eye on things. I thank you so much for your time stopping and listening, or continuing and listening to the podcast. And I'm so grateful to Charlie O'Brien, who has taken the time to load it for us and put us on Spotify Podcasts, Apple iTunes, Amazon Music Podcast, SoundCloud, and YouTube. So And he has created the website, www.terryworld.com, where he has archived 4 or 5 of the last podcasts. If you've missed any, or you just want to kind of go over it again. So again, thanks so much to Charlie for that. And if you need a reading for yourself, feel free to give me an email at terri.coutts@gmail.com, or you can text or call 519-726-6699. I'd be happy to help you with anything that I can. If you're having any trouble with your little critters, give me a shout and we'll see if we can get you on the right path, going in the right direction to help them work as well as they can in this human world of ours. Thanks again, everybody. I hope you have a lovely week. And remember that full moon and all that energy and maybe that lunacy. And we'll talk next week. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Thanks again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Insights with Terry Coutts. Visit Terry's website at terriworld.com. TerriWorld.com.